Welcome to The Science of Parenting, a podcast dedicated to sharing scientific information with parents. I'm Lori Hayens, Family Life Program Specialist for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Tell Grandpa thank you for the birthday gift. Please keep your mouth shut when chewing. Use your inside voice. No running in the house. Remember to let older people go through the door first. Don't interrupt me when I'm talking. I could go on and on, and honestly, I'm beginning to sound like my mother. Somewhere along the way, we learned our manners. Now, as parents, we work hard to instill these social skills in our children. Or do we? Nearly 8 in 10 respondents to a poll done by the Public Agenda Research Group said lack of respect and courtesy is a serious national problem. 61% agreed that there was more rude behavior than in the past. And people blame parents for not instilling courtesy in their children, and popular culture for encouraging rude behavior. So what does this have to do with manners? Well, manners are a way for society to keep things pleasant by observing commonly understood rules for polite interaction. Manners are usually based on customs, kindness, and common sense. Custom is the habit of doing certain things like shaking hands when meeting someone. Customs differ from region to region, and even country to country, and customs can change over time. Kindness, or consideration, is thinking about the way the other person feels, and not wanting to hurt their feelings. Common sense helps make things function more smoothly. For example, it makes sense to let the people in front of you on the elevator get off first, rather than pushing your way ahead of them. Dr. Marie Hartwell Walker, psychologist and marriage and family therapist, says when we teach our children manners, we are laying down the foundation for empathy later on. She considers empathy to be a higher order thinking skill. An empathetic person is able to walk in another's shoes. He or she is able to treat a person kindly based on understanding their feelings. So how does a parent go about teaching empathy? Like so many other skills a parent teaches, it's a process, and it's in development, and it continues for years. Dr. Hartwell Walker says that around ages 2.5 to 3, toddlers start showing sympathy if someone they care about acts hurt. Children can identify with another's feelings by about age 4. These skills continue to progress, and by kindergarten, children can talk about feelings. Elementary-age children begin to understand how other people's feelings may be different than their own feelings. There are specific things parents can do to encourage empathy. Teaching manners. Well, here we are back to where we started with those rituals that can lead to empathy. Beginning when your children are young with one skill or concept at a time. Don't wait till you think children are old enough to understand all the pieces of these complex skills. Third is talk about and model good social skills and empathetic behaviors. Children will see how you treat other people. This also includes how you treat your children. Fourth, give children plenty of chances to practice those social skills. Teach them skills by using them in both pretend or in role play and in real life situations. Explain over and over to your children why we are doing what we're doing. Children need help understanding the connection between their actions or behaviors and their feelings. And finally, talk about feelings and different points of view. Help children learn to express feelings and help them know that there are many different types of feelings and ways to express feelings. We would love to have you join us this month as we blog about helping children learn manners and how that connects to respect and empathy. The Science of Parenting is a production of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. To learn more, visit www.scienceofparenting.org.